This was a tough one to take here, but it was a good game. You knew they were good shooters. They could shoot it long range. They did, but really the fourth quarter on, you guys did a better job of shutting them down from behind the arc, but they just hit the free throws and forced the turnovers in key times.
Yeah, you know, we came out of halftime and we didn't we didn't do what we were supposed to do, you know. You know, with their ability to shoot the three, we kind of stopped communicating and gave them some easy looks. And, you know, they're not just three-point shooters by any means because they're effective putting the ball on the ground. And, you know, when they did it, we weren't in position to stop them at times and we kind of put them on the foul line. And they were, you know, they were nails on the line right there, you know, stepping up and knocking down big free throws. And, you know, we didn't shoot as well from the line as we probably would have liked to. But at the same time, you know, we gave ourselves an opportunity. But it shouldn't have came down to that. You know, we gave away too many possessions, whether it was turnovers or offensive rebounds that we gave up for them. But it just goes back to the same thing we talked about the last 2 days is, you know, one of our teams is going to show up. You're just never sure which one it's going to be. And that's kind of the inconsistency that we're seeing right now is, you know, they have the ability to do great things, but they also have the ability to kind of shut it off for a little bit. And when that happens, we got to have somebody step up and kind of correct the ship there and, you know, get us back on track.
Well, he had another good performance here from Martin Shafro today. I thought, really, in the first half, Kyle here did a great job of, and even for the first part of the third quarter, did a great job of taking it strong to the basket there. We hadn't really seen that much from him all year with players maybe underneath or taller than him, but it was kind of a good game, a good effort for him with 6 points there. It's good to see Drew Duff get back in rhythm and hit a couple big threes for you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man, we kind of talked about that early today was, you know, trying to get the ball down there and, you know, play inside out. And, you know, we did it at times, but then, you know, when things weren't going so well offensively for us, it's because we stopped throwing the ball down there. And that's, again, that's just another example of, you know, we kind of go away from what's working and go to what's comfortable. And at times, you know, you can't, you know, well, not at times, never. I mean, should you be in your comfort zone when you're out there playing, you know, because – you got to expand that comfort zone a little bit and do things that you're not used to doing. And we didn't have guys that, you know, wanted to do that for the full 32 minutes.
Definitely a learning lesson for you guys today. It's been a while, really long time since you guys have played that close of a game or back-to-back days like that where you've had the lead. Yesterday you were trailing Hayes, but then they tied it up late, and it's just kind of a learning situation, back-to-back games, playing with the lead late in the game.
Yeah, you know, we've got to make smarter decisions, and, you know, we give away a steal over here on our right in front of our bench, you know, because we're being weak with the ball. You know, they kind of got a back tap on us one time. We tried to fake a backdoor cut on another one and turned it over. So, you know, when things like that happen, you know, you got to be stronger with the ball at that, you know, that particular point of the game. And you know, the turnovers, you know, they got to mean something to you. You know, we talked in the locker room right after the game. You know, it can't mean something after the game. It's got to mean something during the game. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get it done.
Well, you go 1-2 here in the tournament. You're at 500 at 6-6. And now is a stretch where you get back into kind of a regular rhythm, your Tuesday, Friday stuff, and it starts with a trip to Lakin on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, they're kind of – you know, hot and cold too. You know, they have the ability to really get going and shoot the ball extremely well. You know, but for us, you know, it's probably getting back to more of what we're doing and not worrying so much about the other team. But you know, we got to have guys make better plays in key moments of the game. And you know, tonight we didn't do it, but you know, going forward, you know, hopefully we learn from those mistakes and we can correct them later.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers drop a tough one in overtime, 64-57. Thanks as always, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.